give you a huge update about Jamcat project. I think we have a speaker that's going to give you a better idea. This is a project that we collaborated with a Jamcat project, and it was a great pleasure for us, an opportunity that was offered to some of our students. And we basically helped the project with some of the evaluation. I'm presenting those parts. Emily Kim is a Master of Public Health student in Global Health who couldn't be here today. She graduated. She worked in the Jamcat project over the summer. And Andy Mom is another student who actually did the project together in Jamcat. And I'm presenting today. I don't have any relationship and conflict interest to disclose. Jamcat project, obviously, it's very well known in terms of using a community health worker in order to improve the health of the poor and folk and people who live in rural in the area in India. In 2004, they were doing a lot of community health education and providing access to the basic primary care. In 2004, the Indian government took over responsibility in terms of doing the vaccination and vaccination coverage. And they asked us to help them with doing a vaccination coverage survey to figure out after this transfer of responsibility to the government and government agency, anything has changed and things are sustainable, yes or no. So basically what we did. What we did was we did a cross-sectional study during the summer of 2010, and the villages, six villages outside the Jamcat township, we surveyed those villages, and inside each village, we used a random sampling. Well, we didn't pick the villages in terms of in any way randomization. I mean, they basically told us these are the areas we want you to do the evaluation. At the same time, we did a qualitative assessment, and we interviewed moms, and we basically got a sense of six of the recommended vaccination by WHO before age of one. And around 190 households were surveyed, and 242 children were among those kids that were surveyed. And in terms of qualitative, I guess this is the problem here. In terms of qualitative, we also did a focus group with moms and head of the household, and we looked into the barrier to vaccination as well as their knowledge of the importance of these vaccines, as well as if they don't get vaccination, what are the morbidities that they're going to get and outcome of those. It was around 11 focus groups. Each focus group had somewhere between 3 to 5% in each focus group. So this is the results section of it. The coverage that we found for BCG vaccine at birth was 98%. For diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, for three doses was 99.2%. For measles vaccination at age of 9 was 99%, and for oral polio vaccine was 100. Obviously astonishing coverage rate. And then we compared it with the national immunization rate for India as a whole, and the data that we had was from 2005-2006. And you can see the stark differences for the national data. The national data really includes the folks who are living in the cities and places that have a better access, comparing to very rural area in Jamcat that works, basically gets majority of the services from the Jamcat project. And again, everything for us was at least 95% and up, and here is 78, 73, 51% for measles, which is very low, as well as for polio. Now, when you look at the Jamcat data, since the start of their vaccination, or overall health education and providing services for the rural area in Jamcat, this is the data that they have in 1971, was 0.5% and for DPT and polio. In 1976, 81, 91, 92 to 99%, they had the coverage rate. So obviously it shows from the data that they have that they could sustain it over time. In terms of focus group result, majority of mothers, they understood the importance of vaccination. and they knew what are the potential consequences. They could name those consequences. And there was no really lack of knowledge. And obviously, that talks about the significant efficacy of using the community health worker to do health education to moms. They identified some barrier to vaccination or immunization. And now, with that stark, obviously, the result of everything above 95%, and those data is really less than one. So a lot of these questions in terms of barriers applies to the vaccination they're supposed to get between 1 to 5 years. But nevertheless, these are the barriers they had. The majority of the issues was that they didn't know the day of the vaccination and the coverage that they have to show up there. So that was the communication was an issue. Another issue that they had was that because they were working, they could not take the kids to the point of the vaccination and obviously get their vaccine. Now, this is all after the transfer of responsibility from the community health worker who would go door to door. So now the government does it, and normally really they have days of the mass vaccination and people need to show up at the location. And another issue that ended up being mostly brought up by the nomads that were living normally in outskirts of these four rich villages within this six village. And the issue was that because they were nomad, so they had to travel here and there, so they were not available at the time of vaccinations. The conclusion that we had was that, as you saw, there was persistently still high vaccination coverage for children under a year, 1 year, and the mom really had a good immunization knowledge about immunization. And that really speaks about the sustainability of the effect that community health worker they have in terms of providing the knowledge for the community and make a member of the community empowered in a sense that they know what's supposed to be done and how it's supposed to be done and how it's important, and so they can basically be more empowered. We think that because of some of the barriers that they mentioned, and again, those barriers mostly relates to vaccination between the age of 1 to 5 years and follow-ups, it's probably, obviously, for the same reason, the community health worker and health worker, they can continue to do home visit, and probably increasing the number of health workers is going to be helpful, as well as the effective communication for the days of a mass vaccination, or probably increasing those days. And obviously, significant outreach is needed for the people that are nomad and they travel around. Now, there are some limitations to this study. It was an oral history, so we were asking moms if your kid got this vaccination, number one, number two, number three. And there is obviously that recall bias, there is that social kind of, you know, acceptability that they have to give you a result. But we checked one third of these surveys with a vaccination card that was issued from the government, and 100% were accurate. So there was a sense, at least, that 30% could be a representative, probably from the majority of them. And there are data that shows that relying on mom history, on oral history, is actually pretty accurate. At least there is one study that I am aware of from Egypt that they have done that. One thing that we did not really know was that they told us that they got the vaccine, but we didn't really ask them. We were unable to ask them and get a sense that the timing of that vaccine, because we say less than 1 year, but was it really when? It was right at the time. It was the two months, 4 months, and 6 months for DPT. Was it right at the time, or it was like 2 months and 7 months, and then, you know, a couple of months after that? So that would be nice to really get a sense of it, because obviously that also going to show the effectiveness of the program that we have. Definitely the efficacy of vaccine is going to be changing with that. We would like to thank Dr. Prem Kumar, who is the epidemiologist, works for the GEMCAT project and helped us with the design of the study and troubleshooting a lot of things that happens when you are in the field. and Mount Sinai Global Health Training Center that provide funding for the student to actually go to JAMCAP project and conduct this study. I'm done. Is there any question right now or after that?
Sorry?
Can I take some questions or after?
Do you want to do the questions all at the end? Why don't we get through the presentation?
That's great. Thank you.
Turn it on. Thank you very much. In my earlier remarks, I gave you a tiny bit of the history of how we evolved into primary health care and are now at this panel today. The creator of those three pilot studies in Jamked, in Indonesia, and in Guatemala, the one who called for the pilot studies, pulled them together, passed those on to WHO, incorporated into primary health care, and on whose shoulders we all stand today, has given us the honor of being here today. And I'm very proud to acknowledge the presence of Jack Bryant, who is the creator of primary health care as we know it today. Jack?